Time for Message in the Bottle, brought to you every week by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor. Eric Meehan joins us on the telephone line. Hello there, Eric.
Hey there. That was quite the entrance music. I wanted to come on and say, like, buenos dias. Bienvenido a Reese Kimball.
I like that. That's nice.
You can use that. You can use that.
I may.
How's everybody doing?
We're good. We're good. Dealing with some tech issues here, as you may have heard us mention, but we'll get it straightened out.
I have been for the past 2 days. I don't know if maybe the sun is sending off some of those solar flares or something, but from phone lines, the internet. In fact, I mentioned to Carrie as he was trying to get me on, I'm having problems with my cell phone. So you're not alone, my friend, if that helps. I don't know if it does.
Probably it does. It does. I feel like we're all
literally trying to.
The brotherhood of man sharing hatred of technology.
Oh, the more people that tell me that they're analog, and I myself am, and I don't know what we're all doing. Like, well, why are we putting more and more of our hands into satellites? Elon Musk. Quick sidebar. I was just sort of mumbling to myself about Elon Musk because I'm an old, get off my lawn guy these days. And my daughter's like, what? I'm like, I believe it was in the New York Times. Go read the article about Starlink.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then watch any James Bond movie and understand why I'm just terrified.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
If he has a cat that he pets and walks really slow, we all need to just run for the hills. Speaking of hills, good segue.
Oh, nice.
We're going to start in the hills outside Rome today, and we're going to do the whole ankle on down of Italy, and we're going to save the islands of Sardinia and Sicily for next week, because, frankly, I have next week, and I've been so into Sicily lately that I want to save a segment to kind of focus on what they're doing there, which is to insult the rest of the southern part of Italy, which I'm just going to cover in one fell swoop. By the way, I'm feeling really good, getting back to, not wine. My team is the official team that no one's talking about this year. No one's talking about the Giants. I'm not even talking about them. I'm only mentioning them casually, but this is a good sign.
Oh yeah. Let the Jets get all that Hard Knocks attention.
It's not even them. It's, I mean, bring up the NFC East.
Mm.
Just do it. They're really like, oh, Sam Howell's going to start for the command. Like, yeah, fantastic. And Dak Prescott, yeah.
Okay, sure. Yeah.
And there's another team, yeah. anyway, give me no play. All right, hills. So we're starting in Rome, or not really Rome, because they don't really make wine in Rome, because if you made wine in Rome, you get run over by crazy people driving cars. FYI, anybody who's ever been in Rome. And although Rome is built on seven hills, we're not really talking about those, but the outside of Rome, specifically as you go east, we've been talking about the Apennine Mountains that sort of split Italy in general, but outside Rome, they actually get pretty darn significant. So when you're talking about wine made in those little nooks and crannies, a lot of that is very sort of natural wine that is being grown at higher altitudes, that is kind of quasi-experimental, but the region in general is called Lazio, and their local grape, which is quite good, and you may have had it off of my shelves or back when Massimo had his restaurant next to me, since he was from this area, you might have had the grape Cesanese, which is a very nice kind of dark and rich grape with a lot of interesting sort of black currant notes to it. And this is, by the way, sort of where you start to get into when you're getting into the southern Italian region, obviously more warm Mediterranean climates. Part of it that we'll talk about soon is very flat, and part of it kind of maintains its hilliness, and the grapes correspond accordingly. But it's a warmer region, so you're starting to get grapes that are a little bit thicker skinned, that can deal with heat and things like that. So Cesanese is like that. You still do have some of these other international varietals that they're trying to grow there. Your Merlot, some other things. Sangiovese, which is kind of ubiquitous. And then some really interesting whites that, again, because of the warmth, take on, I won't say an over-ripeness, but a ripeness that is really quite intriguing. These grapes are Trebbiano, which I mentioned last week from further north, and Malvasia. So do seek those out. Those actually are absolutely gorgeous. As we move south, more into, like, we kind of split it off. Let's quickly talk about the heel of the boot, right, which is called Puglia. Puglia is where America's favorite grape that they don't admit, because everybody likes Sangiovese from Chianti, but they love Primitivo. Primitivo is from this very flat region of Puglia. So the Puglia is on the Adriatic Sea. It is a markedly different landscape than much of the rest of Italy. I mean, it really is dramatically different. Go, you know, Google it. Just the entire thing is very sort of quasi-Greek, which makes sense. Of course, this is the part of Italy also sort of in the underside of the foot, if you will, where the Greeks started to land. But the culture is very much like that. But here they're growing Primitivo, which is, of course, Zinfandel, same grape, originally from Croatia. And the, you know, nice warm climate and the flatlands grow it very, very well. Again, you have this Sangiovese, because you can't, I guess, have Italian wine without growing Sangiovese. It's almost like America, where everybody has to have, like, Cabernet and Chardonnay. I think you don't really have to, but you do. You also have the grape Negro Amaro, which, again, is a nice dark, you know, dark grape, thicker skinned, and producing very nice, I hesitate to say plummy because people don't like that word, but I'm just going to kind of go there. They're kind of doing that darker, rich, plummier, figgy fruit, but they're really excellent, so I encourage you to check it out. But these are the main wines from Puglia. Now, moving into sort of the toes and then kind of coming up into the middle of your foot, if you will. Again, this is where the Greeks landed. They called it Magna Graecia, and it is not tremendous wine-producing country. There's very interesting wines that come out of there. It's not, they don't send a lot out. So this is the region of both Calabria and Basilicata. And the main red grape is something called Galliopo, which is, it's almost like a Pinot Noir. It's got, again, this thicker skin because you do sort of need that to deal with the heat. But it's kind of actually lighter in tone, a little more, like I said, kind of like Pinot Noir. You've got sort of a rosy element to it, cherry element to it. It's really quite nice. But it's kind of hard to find, unfortunately. And then you've got several different iterations of the Greco grape. I don't have to tell you that that's thought to come from Greece, Greco, Greco Nero, Greco Bianco. And again, these produce some kind of interesting medium-bodied wines, wines that you wouldn't think, you'd think it might be heavier and hardier because of the heat and the ripeness, but not so. So worth finding if you can. And I can tell you, as a wine retailer, it's not always so easy. People just don't import a lot of stuff from here because there just isn't a lot of stuff from here. And I suppose if you're going to be an Italian importer, maybe you're just throwing your time into more northerly parts, which I understand because there's more wine, but it's sort of to our detriment. So like I said, next week, let's talk a little bit about Sardinia, which is very interesting because that's one of those what we call blue zones, especially in the northern part of the island. This is where, like, everybody lives to be 100 plus, so we'll talk about that. And then we'll talk about Sicily. Our wine of the month, for instance, in our wine club is from Sicily, from the slopes of Mount Etna. We'll talk about that, as well as some of the other interesting wines that maybe you don't realize come from Sicily, like the wine of Marsala, when you make chicken Marsala that comes from Sicily. So, all that said, go G-Men, and I will talk to you all next Tuesday.
That sounds like a pretty good plan right there. Thank you, Eric. Have a good week.
All righty, folks. Bye-bye.
Eric Mann, Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, Message in the Bottle, every week on Downtown. Stop in and see Eric, Morgan, the crew at Bangor Wine and Cheese Company, 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor.